Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Happy birthday, you rock. I'm one of your flock. I got you a present. It's a big, long, black cock.
Hey, just want to say happy birthday, Cecil. This is Ken from California. Just want to say love the podcast. You guys helped me through a lot of boring time at work. So I just want to say I appreciate it. Happy birthday. Have a good one, brother. Glory hole.
Glory hole, gentlemen. And happy birthday to Cecil from sunny Australia. We love you. We appreciate you. And look, there's no shame in being nearly 35. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cecil! Glory hole, motherfucker!
Team Donut forever! Howdy, guys. This is Jim Bob Rhubarb, and I just wanted to say, happy glory hole, dear Cecil. Happy glory hole to you. Happy birthday, Cecil.
Well, hi, Cecil. I heard it was your birthday, and I would be remiss if I did not wish you a happy birthday. So here it goes.
Right, fellas, it's Dave Thomas from the UK. Just ringing to wish Cecil a happy birthday. So happy birthday from England. Glory hole.
Hey, I'm calling because I heard it is Cecil's birthday. I just wanted to say that I think the dentist from Minnesota killed the wrong Cecil. Happy birthday, Cecil.
Hey, Tom and Cecil. This is Kirsten from down in Texas. And yes, there are some of us here in Texas that have brains. Anyways, from all the people here, from all the teachers, love you so much. Love your show. And Cecil, happy birthday to you. Have a great one, guys. Bye.
Hi, Cecil. This is Kay from Florida calling to wish you a happy birthday on behalf of all of the Lizard Illuminati. We hope you have a marvelous day. Bye.
This is Alex Jones. I was calling to wish Cecil a happy birthday. And even though he is the latest global scum pushing the New World Order agenda, happy birthday and glory hole.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode 306, and were you able to successfully manage the food garbage over there? Are you got everything?
This place is getting pretty disgusting.
It's getting pretty bad in here. I noticed the same thing. There's like, I don't want to say there's like a fucking crumb graveyard underneath me, but it's like the elephants would bury their dead over here.
And they wouldn't have to dig very deep.
Right, they're like, I mean? Mourning. Yeah.
with their fucking trident. That's the sound they make.
That is the sound they make. Yeah, that is the sound they make.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, that's
thanks.
Exactly it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if one broke through the door.
It's like waiting in the elevator.
It's got its black suit on, waiting to go to the funeral, and it heard you and it's like, oh, that's the morning sound.
As it listens to the Muzak in the elevator, tapping its enormous foot. We have firmed up our plans today. I think everything is now, all our ducks are in their proverbial rows for our QED travel adventure. I think we're all set. We're going to be in Manchester, and then we're going to be in Glasgow and Edinburgh. Pretty pumped.
And we're going to be doing a show in QED, which should be announced the day this show releases. We should be on the QED site, or later on in the day, we'll be on in the QED site.
We are officially part of a program.
Yeah, I know. It's a little scary.
God damn, there's some low standards over there overseas.
Yeah, no. I mean, Brexit, so. Yeah. But in any case, we'll be at QED.
We will.
For a live show. We may be doing a thing with the Scathing Atheists crew there. On stage, maybe for one or two different things. And then
I got to practice my pole dancing.
I know.
It's not good right now. It's really not good right now.
They also have to get a structural engineer to get a pole in there. So, Marsh, if you're listening, part of the budget for QED goes to structural engineer. That's to earmark that. It's like dollars.
There's a whole pulley and fucking winch system.
Several small boys. Yeah. But that's not even to lift you. That's just a requirement. It's like David Lee Roth and green M&Ms. You just need several of them in the green room.
I gotta have something to eat.
Yeah. And then after that's over, we're going to be doing two Skeptic in the Pub, one in Glasgow on the 17th and one in Edinburgh on the 18th. Those are still, when those things get announced fully, we will let
locations
you know.
And
we'll
everything.
Put all the details for those things on Facebook, on Twitter, and on our website. We'll make sure that everybody knows where they're at. And the Scathing Crew is going to be joining us for those. So the Scathing Crew is going to be at both of those. So if you don't like...
We just can't quit
them. Of course, the thing is, though, like, I don't even know why I say that, because if you listen to the Scathing Atheist and us, you already knew.
Right.
And if you don't listen to us and only listen to Scathing Atheist, then fucking... I'm not even going to... This isn't even going to reach you. It's not even going to reach you.
You won't hear this anyway.
No way this can reach you, you asshole. But no, we're looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. We had a great time when we hung out with
Eli.
They're
like our Brokeback Mountain people.
They are.
You know?
We had a great time when we hung out with Noah and Heath when we were down in...
Great is sort of a strong term. We had an acceptable time.
You were drunk for most of it anyway. What are you talking
about? That's true. That's true. The parts of it that I have pictures of, which I should remember and don't, I appear to be having quite the time, young man.
You have a wonderful time there. So so that should be a great time. We're looking forward to that.
We are. So, Cecil, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. It was the last week, but it was when we recorded. But
you're
old.
You're old, man.
I'm old.
Yeah. You know, the nice thing about being old is you get older it doesn't get any better.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, all the best years of your life are now behind you.
It does not, my friend.
And you get to look at that long, slippery downhill slope and decline into...
It's awesome to run into people that are just sort of, like, mid-30s now, and then they start to talk about, like, how their body isn't recovering as well. Like, oh, man... Messed up my shoulder, and like it's just like for weeks it just won't go away. I'm like, you just can't help but smile,
right?
And be like, yeah,
no, but buddy, you don't look a day over 48.
I know.
I mean, you look.
No, I'm doing
you look
good.
Terrible.
I'm doing good.
Terrible.
For 75. A day over 48, I'll take it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's demonic, everybody. It is absolutely demonic.
This is fucking amazing. This is from Right Wing Watch. This is Rick Wiles. This is not going to be the first or last story wherein the Christian nuthuts get fucking worked up about Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Which is just a fucking straight delight that they're going to lose their fucking minds over Pokemon Go.
So here's Rick Wiles from his shit show, whatever it's called on American Family stuff. True news. Here we go.
These Pokemon creatures are like virtual cyber demons.
Can we just stop there? We can just stop there.
It's perfect.
He sounds mad that people won't play with his Pokeballs. I think that's what it is.
Right?
He's super upset.
Just fucking ask a little nicer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's part of the program. Like, just
and actually, don't poke the balls that just, much.
No, it's not a poking. Yeah. It's not a poking, but yeah. You can catch them. You know? You can catch them.
Try to catch them all if you want.
It's fine. Put them fucking before it goes in your Pokedex, I'll tell you what.
Before you squirtle.
Yes, digital demons.
Digital demons. 1001. Digital demons. You're fucking idiots.
Digital demons. Now, so this is where this starts to get weird. If it's not weird yet.
It's not. It's a video game.
Yeah, it's a video game.
Somebody sat down and was like, yeah, what about if they catch them all? And the other guy was like, yeah, they got to. And that was it. Like, that's the whole fucking thing.
It's actually kind of a cool phenomenon.
It is a really neat phenomenon.
It is a really neat phenomenon.
Pokemon Go is awesome.
I don't do it. I mean, I haven't played it. I'm not really interested in it. But I'm very happy that people are into something. You know what I mean? That's fun for them. Like, I don't care what it is, as long as it's not killing or
hurting
other
people.
But if you
don't like something, shouldn't you shit on it? Yeah, isn't that what you're supposed
to
do?
No. But I love that people are excited about it. And it's constantly all over my Facebook while people are talking about it. They're showing pictures of it. And I'm, like, excited that people are happy about something. Like, I think it's neat. I think it's great. And it's a really neat... like people, it's not only just digital, like virtual, it's the people are meeting each other in the real world and talking and, you know, trading like, hey, did you get this thing and whatever. And
right.
I think it's really neat. I think it's very cool. So I'm excited for people that, you know, and I'm not even doing it.
It's kind of a socially responsible game, right? Because it's designed and created to encourage people to go out, meet other people, be outside, walk around, get some fucking exercise. Like, it's kind of neat. It's like it's a game that has like the potential to have positive social effects.
It's going to get weird. So this morning, Doc and Edward and I are in an editorial meeting.
I cannot believe they have an editorial meeting.
I would fucking give so much money to sit on that.
That's like calling
meeting.
What we do an editorial meeting right? before we start.
We're just eating burritos and fucking bullshitting with each other.
We're talking about the topics for today's program. And Pokemon Go was one of the topics.
Right.
Now, this is before the police officer showed up.
Right.
We're talking about Pokemon Go. And Edward and Doc said, Rick, we're gonna present to you a really far out idea about Pokemon Go.
How in the world is saying something in the world that you don't like or that other people might find interest in demonic a wild idea in these guys? Because everything's fucking demonic.
It's all demonic.
All of it's like every leader in our fucking government is partially demonic.
They're all antichrists.
Every opposing religious viewpoint is demonic. Every fucking like pop singer is demonic.
Yeah.
I mean, like everything's demonic,
everything.
Man.
Food, everything you like food, caffeine, drugs, sex, everything's demonic. If it's awesome, it's demonic.
What if this technology is transferred to Islamic jihadists?
Transfer. They can already download it. The app is free.
And Islamic jihadists have an app that shows them where Christians are located geographically.
How about a church? How about the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches all throughout the United States?
But Tom, the difficulty about the church thing is when would they go? Because it would be hard to decide.
When would the Christians gather into one place? I can't figure it out. What are they, fucking the dumbest fucking terrorists that have ever fucking lived ever?
You could have a phone with an app that would lead you to the physical locations of these strong Christian leaders.
But if you had all that information, you could already have that app.
You could already have that information.
I don't need Pokemon to do this.
Like, the thing is,
I would just hand you a piece of paper with addresses
on
it.
Why not just put it in a Google Maps for
right.
me? Why do I need an app that makes it look like I'm fucking collecting demons?
But this is no more dangerous than a Rolodex, right?
It's not even that. The thing is, none of those things are true, first off, right? That, like, there's fucking... pastor, maybe a pastor's home has a fucking Pokemon in it. Maybe it doesn't. Like, whatever.
It's random.
It's totally random. So who cares? But the fact is fucking you wind up at the, if you were to just have that information already, then why wouldn't you just have that information?
Right. Somebody has, in his fucking crazy scenario, some evil ne'er-do-well has a master list.
Yeah, of pastors and deacons.
And it's a master list of all the fucking, I know, right? It's a master list of all the fucking pastors and deacons and elders and Jedi or whatever the fucking. So why wouldn't you just put that in a fucking Excel spreadsheet and then sort it by location and then just go on a fucking shooting spree?
Or distribute it to all your minions, because I think that's what he's trying to say is that the minions that could download an app, well, they could also just fucking get it texted to them.
Put it in a Google Doc. I mean, like. There's
already apps for this.
I don't need Pokemon Go. It's the least efficient way to spread this information.
And what we found was startling about where these Pokemon congregate.
So Edward and another employee jumped in their vehicle and took off. I said, go check it out in Vero Beach. Edward, you were gone for a couple hours. Tell us what you found. This is Vero Beach today. What did you find?
Well, we found the churches in our area were all portals. They were
portals. That's the wrong game, dude. That's the wrong game. Portal's a totally different game.
Points, rally points, where you could go put down a bot bait, or basically this is where you can go to find and capture these demons. It's on the app. The app will lead you to that church.
These are the same fucking idiots. These are the same idiots, though, that were like back in the fucking 90s when they said Judas Priest made the boy kill himself. And they played it. They played a record backwards. They put the zim 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 in a fucking album. And some fucking dude killed himself because your brain can somehow decipher that, even though your conscious brain is like, that sounded like this is the same thing, right?
These people are so paranoid.
It's the same thing, right?
It's exactly the
same
thing.
It's actually a little worse.
You're going to go and put your portals down in front of the... If you're fucking on sacred... Like, first of all...
Hey, don't you think your God protects you first off?
Right. If this really were like demonic spirit demon portal fucking video games, I can't do it. Wait a minute, I'll try. Hold on. Why would I put the door in front of your church? It'd be like, hey man, I got a great idea. We're gonna rob a bank by tunneling through the police station. What is fucking wrong with you? What is fucking wrong? And we're actually going to start the tunnel in the fucking police commissioner's office.
It's the perfect crime.
Yeah, right? And we're going to use his fucking wife as a shovel.
When you drive around Vero Beach, Florida, with your Pokemon Go app open, are you telling me that the cyber demons that have been placed by this game in Vero Beach, that they are primarily located in Vero Beach churches?
Yes. The ones I found were in churches, hospitals or medical facilities, and malls.
Okay, so again, where there's people, there's the things where the people play the game.
Huh.
Imagine that.
That's super weird.
You know what
though.
I found at the dog park? Dogs!
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 Hospitals, shopping malls, and churches.
Right.
And we weren't the only ones to find this.
No, anybody with the app could fucking find it. It's the point of the fucking app.
Somebody came up to him and asked him if they caught a Squirtle. Oh, God, that'd be the best.
Not yet, but I'll keep trying.
God, been trying for years, my friend. I'm starting to think he's mythical.
I believe this thing is a magnet for demonic powers. Drive around your city and see where the Pokemon demons are located. You will find that they're in the churches.
That guy is so monumentalist. He's so dumb.
Is he playing dumb, you think, on this?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think he is. I think he's just really that stupid. You don't believe me? Buy more of their product.
What I love about that is that it's exactly that. It's like, if you don't believe me, go get one.
Right.
And then download it. And you're like, wait, I thought you said it's opening portals in places.
It's like, I got to go catch these demons. Look, everybody, go catch them. You would think, too, if there's all these fucking wild demons about, we should be catching them.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, fucking get Egon on the case. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shit.
I do believe that atheists are parasites in the sense they're benefiting from everything that religious culture is built in America, but they're doing nothing to add energy into the system.
This is from Right Wing Watch. This is Ray Comfort. In other news, Ray Comfort's still alive.
Ray Comfort's still getting interviewed, and by somebody with actual sound that sounds good on their podcast.
Yeah, this is kind of amazing. It's on Tuesday's episode of Janet Mefford Today. So in case you missed the Janet Mefford's daily program.
It's so interesting to note how many Americans like atheists the least of any religious group.
And I like them even least than that. Even more leaster. I'm like them the leasty leastersons.
How does that play into this issue of the fact that we don't have any atheist members of Congress and we've never had an atheist president?
Bernie Sanders.
He doesn't say that, though. He doesn't say he's an atheist.
He says he's a secular Jew, though.
Here's what we've had. No out atheists, but I guarantee fucking tea.
But didn't Barney Frank come out after the fact?
I think he did, actually.
He came out after the fact and said he was an atheist. So
there's one.
There's one.
We don't have a lot. Atheist and agnostic, you're looking at about 7% thereabouts. And that's from Wikipedia 2014 Pew Research poll. In Congress, you would expect that 7% of people, there'd be about 7 per 100, right?
Right. So there'd be about 35.
There'd be about 35. And then there'd also be about 7 in the Senate, right? But look at how many women there are in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, clearly we know, like, proportionally, you know,
proportionally,
the Senate does
some,
not represent.
Some demographics right. just don't get the same play. I mean, right. you know, how many is the black population of the Senate matching the black population of
right.
the
clearly
United
not.
States?
It'd be 13%,
is the women
right.
population? No, it's not. Right. It's not. You know, so by and large, religious white men get
right.
You know,
old religious
white men get elected to public office. So, okay.
Well, you know, I don't know if you heard the saying, this religion has caused more wars than anything. That's a favorite of atheists.
Yes.
And it just isn't true. According to Encyclopedia of Wars published in 2004, there's been 1,763 wars up until 2004. 1,763 in history. Only 8% were religious wars, and two-thirds of the 8% were in the name of Islam. So 92% of the wars in history have been more political in nature, like the First World War, Second World War, Vietnam War, Korean War, not religious wars.
So religion or religiosity has, you know, caused fewer wars. Well, it doesn't make it more true. It just means it caused less war. Like, okay, fine. Fair enough.
Yeah,
it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not it was true.
Yeah.
Like, is this claim about how the world works true?
Sure.
No? All right. Well, then fucking moveon.org, man.
Sure.
So while we're talking atrocities and wars and deaths, atheists have caused 110 million deaths in the last 100 years. Stalin, 60 million. He was an atheist. Mayo, 40 million. He was an atheist.
Look, the fact that they were atheists is not the motivating factor to
their
ideology.
It's not the motivating factor at all.
No. I mean, these were all, like, if all you're going to do is say, oh, well, look at this thing that they all had in common, well, they were all men, too.
Yeah.
I mean, should we just say, like, men shouldn't be leaders of people? Like, because these were all men, and these men caused 110 million deaths.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right? I mean, two of them had mustaches. Like, should we just, you know, should anybody with a mustache be suspect? Like, it's a silly fucking argument. You have to prove a causal link between the fact that they happen to be atheist and their despicable, truly despicable, reprehensible actions.
Pol Pot, 1.7 million, he was an atheist. Vladimir Lenin, 5 million people slaughtered, he was an atheist. And so when people realize that, you can't trust an atheist in a position of authority, especially politically. They may be nice people when you meet them in the street, but you give them power to do what they want and carry out their own agendas, and you're going to find that they don't have any moral high ground to stand on because they're not standing on any whatsoever.
Atheists have no ability to take a morally defensible position because we don't. I mean, like, it's an old claim, right?
Yeah.
It's an old claim that, you know, that all moral belief comes from, you know, on high. It comes from above and is passed down to us from the top, and that's the only way that we know how to behave morally. But, like, it's we know that this is garbage. We know that this is bunk. It's so ridiculous to think that you meet somebody on the street and they can be a good and honest and ethical and decent human being, and somehow you give them power, and the fact of their atheism is what corrupts them into using that power in an unethical way, not the corrupting nature of power itself.
I would argue that the antithesis of that is true, We look at all the people right now that are in power that are trying to force all the people in the United States. They would love to force all the people in the United States to not recognize gay unions, right?
Right.
Two people love each other. None of our business, right? It's none of our business at all whether or not what two consenting adults do. And we'd love to see that the two consenting adults made a commitment to each other and want to live their life together, and they want to share everything, and they want to have the same protections that a man and a woman have, right?
Sure. Right.
And they happen to be of the same sex. There's people in this country that think that that's an evil.
A lot.
And it's an evil passed down from on high to them.
Right.
I would argue that that's less moral in many ways. I mean, look at all the different things that they wanted to do throughout history. They've argued in the past against for segregation based on biblical. They argued for slavery based on the Bible.
Yep. Anti-miscegenation laws.
Based on the Bible.
Right.
All those things are evil. All those things are an evil.
Right.
And they have always stood back from pointing and saying, this is what God wants.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, actually, I think you're less moral. I think that those people have an agenda that they have to follow. And if they followed it to the letter, if they followed everything to the letter, we would be killing people for being gay. We'd be killing people for having adulterous affairs. We'd be killing people or stoning them for having polyester cotton blends.
Right.
There would be eating shellfish.
Divorce would not be a thing, and I'd be fucking ruined.
If we,
I'd have a lot more money though.
Not as much soul, though.
Oh, brother, I have sold my soul for rock and roll a long time ago, man.
But seriously, if you were a fundamentalist,
yeah,
and you were following that book. Exactly.
It's a monstrous.
It's a monstrous. It's a monstrous way to live.
Yeah. It's an impossible way to live.
Exactly. It's impossible.
In 2016, you cannot live truly biblically.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Read A.J. Jacobs' The Year I Lived Biblically. It's a farce. The whole thing is a ridiculous. At one point, he has to make his wife like go outside and sleep in a tent because she's on her period. She's not allowed to sleep in the house.
It seems to me really fuck with your wife to say, you got to go. You're dirty.
Right.
I would
not do that.
Hide the knives.
Yeah, right. It would be like, hey, so seem a little crabby, a little on edge.
I noticed some.
I'm going to go ahead and say something incredibly insensitive while you're pretty much on edge. Oh, boy.
You know the house that we share?
Right. Here's the thing. I want you only get to live here 3/4 of the time,
yeah,
but you still have to pay half the mortgage.
So essentially what I'm asking you to do is a week a month I want you to spend outside.
You got to go camping 25% of your life.
Or a hotel if you can afford it.
Yeah, that's right, fine. Right. Yeah. I don't want to be inconsiderate.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be inconsiderate. Yeah.
But don't rack up a lot of debt either.
Don't live in the car either.
That's gross. Yeah. I got to use that car. It's awful.
Because you're unclean.
Can you put a tarp down? Jesus Christ.
And can you burn the blankets when you come back?
I need to take one of those NASA showers like this.
There's like an elephant scrubber brush in there. He's like, and just scrubbing her down.
You're like a level 4
it's
decon
like,
CDC
like fucking
room.
Silkwood. She's just like scrubbing her flesh off.
Oh, you want to come in the house? Oh, mom wants to come in the house. Get the fire hose. She's still bleeding a little. Jesus. Send your email to...
Use the fire hose to push her back out in the yard. Love you too, honey.
You don't look fat in that. No. I'll drop my own papers.
It's just... And no, it's just water weight.
Because I was spraying you with a fire hose.
Want to contact the guys? Go to dissonancepod.com to get links to their Google+, Facebook, and Twitter accounts. If you want to contact them directly, send an email to dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Do you want to support the show? Go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/dissonancepod. Or click the link on the podcast homepage, and you can donate to the production of Cognitive Dissonance on a per episode basis. If you can't spare any money, take a second to give us a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher, or spread the word about the show. We want to send a big, heartfelt glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
And Tom, here's a perfect reason why what we just talked about, literally what we just talked about.
This is Brian Fisher. I can't even read the headline to this. I can't even read the headline to this and think that anybody should be taking this guy seriously. This is Brian Fisher. It's not okay for Christians to have diverse opinions. Let me tell you specifically which singular opinion you should have. You cannot have a diverse opinion.
Here's a bulleted list of your opinions.
Right? What do I think about this? It's like being a little kid. It's like, Mom, do I like broccoli? Do I like broccoli, Mom?
I was just going to say, like, do they have to all agree on what color they want to like?
Yeah.
Do they all have to say blue?
Yeah,
it's all blue.
What's my favorite color?
I love blue, and I really enjoy the smell of the air after it rains. I'm really into that ABBA song, Dancing Queen. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's got to have the same fucking answer.
Yeah. Do I like this?
All right, so this is Brian Fisher. It's not okay for Christians to have diverse opinions.
It's amazing.
You know, talking about this column, it's actually kind of a snide column written by this Andy Walton, whom I do not know. But he says, look, it's fine for Christians to be all over the map on sexual ethics. Well, no, it's not. I mean, that's exactly what we read about in Revelation. That's the spirit of Jezebel, calls herself a prophetess, claims to speak for God, and seduces people.
Super interested. Keep talking. Like Jezebel. I like where you're going with this.
She's scantily clad. I'm right there.
Right.
Yeah.
If she can get scantily clad,
yeah,
right there.
Right.
Right.
Into sexual immorality. So no, it is not okay for Christians to be all over the map, have diverse opinions. That's what he's talking about. Not even talking about behavior. Talk about opinions about sexual ethics. No, it's not okay.
No, you're not allowed to think that. Duh. Here's the list of things you're allowed to think. Read the book about that says what you think.
So I wonder if they like have a bulleted list and be like, you like missionary position.
Really? Can I
try the doggy?
No. Can I just flip her over on her belly once in a while?
Is it okay if we do the reverse cowboy or cowgirl?
That's it.
Reverse cowboy is a lot harder. The thing is the reverse cowboy, it involves tools. So.
The Bible is abundantly clear about sexual ethics. Sex is reserved for marriage. Marriage is a union of one man and one woman. Homosexuality is a sin. Sexual immorality is a sin.
Sexual immorality? What does that even mean?
I don't know. I was actually
just wondering. That seems like a pretty broad brush. You know what I mean?
I think you know, by a lot of these definitions, sexual immorality means like anything fun.
Can I come in her hair?
Yes, but you can't like it. And she's not allowed to wash it out for 5 days.
She's got to be outside.
She's got to go back.
And the worst part is,
the worst part is that
when you spray her down with the fire hose, it's hard to get out.
Yeah, I got
to
use cold water in the fire hose,
etc. These things are not ambiguous in the scripture. So no, it's not okay to have diverse opinions on those issues. It's not okay to have diverse opinions on life issues.
To have my opinions. I will tell. Again, I'm Brian Fisher.
Well, yeah, I just translated. I just fucking interpreted what your opinion is.
I'll tell you.
The Almighty God.
And not only is this your opinion, but you like this as your opinion.
What? And didn't they have like a bunch of wives and like concubines and shit? Like,
dude, the fucking Bible has like people have fucking slave wives
like
and rapey wives.
Marrying your rapist. There's all kinds of shit going on that you neglected to tell me about, dude. Brian Fisher. I need to know about the rape clause.
I know.
And rape clause is the worst one to get visited by on Christmas, by the way. The very worst one is rape clause.
You don't want to know what's in that fucking big sack of his.
It's the worst when it involves the elves. You know what I mean? The best part is that they got the small fist. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal to get in and out of there. They don't even have to take their rings off.
I don't want to do this anymore. Can we not do this anymore? Then one rapey Christmas Eve.
This rape kit came to say.
That's terrible. You open it up. You open up your presents. Santa, it's a broken condom.
Santa with your DNA. You're in jail tonight. Oh.
And then we all blame the victim. Anymore. Roofie, the roofie right here.
Roofie, it's Roofie. Where were you? Oh, 2 minutes ago. Roofie, the red light ring. Oh, that's perfect. Roofie, the rapey reindeer.
Is this the worst thing we've ever seen? It's so. I feel violated.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's fucking amazing.
You told that joke against my will.
Roofie the rapey reindeer is something else.
You cannot title this show because no one's going.
Well, I think iTunes would flag it. It would just be all dashes. It would be all dasher.
Life begins at conception. Every child in the womb is being knit together by God in the
He's
womb.
Knitting.
Those are the smallest needles ever.
Can you imagine?
Like, it was like, oh, it's like three cells.
I better get to work then. Oh, hand me my real, real small knit needles. I need the little ones now. No, I need the really, really small ones, Gabriel. Yeah, the ones you can't even see with the naked eye. That's the ones I need. Yeah, bring my eyeglasses, too.
Later on, I'm going to crochet me a dog. I'm going to needlepoint me an elephant.
Psalm 139. Again, there's no place for diverse opinions on whether it's a baby in the womb because the Bible says it is. Luke 1.
Lukewarm? What?
Well,
maybe it's a baby.
They are until they've been out a while. Maybe then they not. Cool right off.
This is the longest segment we've ever done.
You know what? I have a diverse opinion called cancel this episode.
You know, Mary's pregnant. She goes into Elizabeth's place, and Elizabeth says, "The baby in my womb leaped for joy." What is it? Says it twice in that passage. The baby in my womb leaped for joy. So, no, it's not okay.
Okay, so, okay. Well, just hold on now. If the baby in your womb leaped for joy, that means you would have to feel it. If fucking three cells moves in your womb, you don't feel it. If a fucking tiny little thing, looks like a fucking chicken, the size of an egg, moves in your womb, you don't feel it. When do babies, when you start to feel babies? Once they can, like, develop arms, right? Don't they need to have those first?
Yeah, they don't start kicking, like, during the first trimester where you can feel anything. And that's typically where, like, 80, 90% of the abortions are done. It's in the first 20 weeks.
So the fact that he's generally a quickening
is what they.
Yeah,
like,
I know they talk about this, but if he's saying this, right, it leaped in the womb,
right,
and she felt it, like, well, fucking.
But I think what he's saying is that, like, hey, there's a baby in my womb, comma, leap for joy, like, wahoo, I got the preggers.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Depends.
It's hard to tell.
I'm telling him his opinion now.
Oh, yeah, because he's not allowed to have it. Also, it's fucking 2,000 years ago. How would you fucking know there was a fucking bun in the oven? It's like you had a fucking pee on a fucking stick because it would be an actual stick.
Yeah. Right? And those don't change. Well, they do change colors.
They turn a little yellow.
They turn a little darker.
Right.
Yeah.
Baby, like, what the fuck?
So, Tom, we only read half a chapter this time.
But what a half a chapter it was. This was beautiful.
This
man.
Is Knights of the Sun. This is chapter 7.
Dude, this shit was fucking for
so,
real.
So I'll go with my quiz first. You go next, and then I'll read my summary again.
Let's do it.
All right. A black Madonna is A.
Hot.
A Madonna made entirely of antimatter. B. Is a group that worships Queen Semiramis, Harold Ramis's half sister.
Harold Ramis's half sister. I love it.
She's only a Semiramis.
Bee, boo, boo. Who are you going to call?
C, why she got to be black. And D, like a prayer.
I love this. It's B.
It's B. Semiramis.
It's amazing.
Semiramis.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Question 2. Mm-hmm. when a male suppresses his female polarity, he becomes...
He tucks it between his legs. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
He becomes A, the Terminator. B, the Sperminator. C, Randy Savage. D, Macho Man. Or E, Nacho Man.
It's clearly Nacho Man.
It's D. It's Macho Man. Male energy is reflected in aggression and A, guns. B, germs. C, steel.
It's guns. It's guns. That was a great one.
London is named after A, Lu Don, an ancient birthplace of Aryan reptiles. B, Loon Deep, a rural suburb of Atlantis.
A suburb of Atlantis.
C. C.
That's
Troy.
So funny to me.
Or D, Londinium, a Roman settlement.
Troy?
It's true. Although I would have accepted D because D is true.
Oh, God.
Londinium is actually a Roman settlement that it really is named after.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
He's lying. It's not named after Troy.
Lying. Lying.
But Ike, if we're saying Ike, then it's Troy.
Okay.
Okay. Last question.
All right.
What is imprisonment disguised as freedom? A roach motel. B, old country buffet.
Fur handcuffs.
C, democracy, or D, an American flag colored straitjacket.
Democracy.
Democracy.
Oh, that's all right. Amazing. Your all turn. Right, buddy, you ready?
I'm ready.
It doesn't take a genius to know what. A, you can't make friends with salad. B, nine lords a leaping. C, nine Knights Templar are not enough to protect missionaries, but they are totes enough to be a secret society. Or D, there are no girls allowed in the treehouse.
It's D.
No, there are girls allowed in the treehouse.
There's never girls allowed in the treehouse.
My answers don't even make sense. I don't even care. Why is a war memorial nearly always an obelisk? A, penis.
It's
B,
A.
Phallus.
It's B.
C, reptile penis.
It's D.
Male energy reptile penis phallus.
All the above. It's all the above.
All right. Cecil, why do these guys put their symbols everywhere? A, to mark their territory. B, because it's fun to have a secret you tell everyone about in super secret hush symbol voices. C,
That's my favorite.
C, because it helps to resonate the energy field to the vibrational frequency they want. Or D, nipples.
It's nipples, I think.
It's always nipples. Cecil, what is reverse symbolism?
Oh,
God. A, some seriously batshit crazy made up nonsense.
All right.
B, the idea that if one thing stands as a symbol for something, then its opposite stands for the opposite of that first thing because the second thing is a symbol. So anything kind of like or related to the first symbol is also now a symbol. C, racist. D, when you play the drums upside down.
It's D. Oh, that's awesome. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay,
buddy.
All right. Here goes my.
Here's your IQs.
No. I'll wait for the IQs.
Oh.
This is. I want to talk a little bit
God,
about.
End on a high note.
I want to give you the synopsis.
Okay.
The Knights Templar are a bloodline organization that are powerful covert rulers of the police, military, banks, pirates, churches, emperors, and black Madonnas. They built obelisks so you can have male sexual energy and have a deep understanding of the network of dragon lines that encircle our world.
True. We wrote that down.
And they're tax exempt. Satanic rituals happen in churches. Cain and Noah from the Bible were both Aryan reptiles. And the word shamrock is North African in origin.
I love that. I love that. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Oh, don't you know that's where we got the shamrock from?
Get your shillelagh out of Morocco.
It's from fucking North Africa. This is the guy from fucking that Greek movie, the fucking fat Greek wedding, where he's like,
give me any word, I'll tell you it's Greek origins.
Fucking, this guy just, he just picks any word, and he's like, oh yeah, there's a fucking secret reptile Aryan word.
It comes from the North African work, Shamaruka. Like, what the fuck? I love you, buddy.
Oh, this guy's awesome. All right, here's a couple IQs for you.
Okay, here we go.
Serial killer, drug runner, child abuser, President George Bush.
I love that he's a serial killer.
Merovingian, an excellent IQ word. It's five syllables. If an obelisk is male, then what structure is female? A canyon?
That's awesome. He goes off on like, are you done with those?
Yeah, I'm done. That's it.
He goes off on like, you know, you ever been in a cathedral? They look like vulva.
I know. It's like
a little looks dot like, above the door yeah. That's the clit. And
yeah, no. If you rub a door the right way, it'll squirt. So.
The whole building is squirming it's when just, I rub up against
yeah,
it.
It's just writhing. Yeah.
There. You know, I try to walk in the building, it fucking slammed shut. Do we have a reading?
We do have a reading. Let me play it for you. It's only half a paragraph because it's kind of crazy. So
the Templar lands stretched down to the River Thames, where the Templars had their own docks. During the reign of Queen Victoria, the Brotherhood erected an obelisk along the Thames at this point and placed a sphinx on either side. The obelisk had formerly stood in the Egyptian city of An, or Heliopolis, the city or place of the sun, and it is known today as Cleopatra's Needle. This obelisk is an ancient Egyptian Aryan symbol of the sun, the male energy, the phallus. These symbols are to be found in many places, often under the guise of war memorials, and have been placed there by Freemasonic manipulation. Has anyone ever asked themselves why a war memorial nearly always has to be an obelisk?
They don't. There's like fucking, I've seen like, what about like the wall? Like the fucking yeah. Vietnam memorials, just a fucking just a big wall. It's not a fucking series of connected obelisks. Like it's just a wall.
Sometimes it's just a statue
right.
of like a person, you know?
Like I've seen them as just cannons. Like I've seen fucking a dozen war memorials and they're not always obelisks. I actually can only think of one obelisk memorial.
And why do you think the Washington Monument in the center of Washington, D.C. is a giant obelisk? Because obelisks, like all these symbols in geometrical shapes, generate the energy they represent. I remember climbing some stone steps inside a big obelisk near Hebden Bridge in England and feeling enormous male sexual energy all around me.
Not that enormous.
Come on.
And I can feel modest yeah. sexual. I can feel... You disappointing.
Could, you could feel slight pressure on your zipper. Slight pressure.
I wondered what on earth was happening until I remembered where I was. Inside a male penis, in effect.
Inside a male penis.
I love hearing your wife Wait. Say, until I remembered where I was. Inside a male penis.
As opposed
Usually,
to...
That's a reverse. Yeah.
As opposed to the non... Yeah, exactly. Right. Normally, it's inside of you. In Soviet Russia.
Ouch.
You're inside penis.
I don't want anything in there.
It's like a catheter.
That's for me to put in, not for you to buy. That sounds terrible.
What a symbol is built to represent is the energy it will generate, because symbols are a physical manifestation of the thoughts which create them. These guys don't put their symbols everywhere just for fun. They do it because it helps to resonate the energy field to the vibrational frequency they want. In turn, this affects the thoughts and feelings of the people.
That's why when
That's
you
the
go,
best.
The best part about this is when you go to the Washington Monument, you could basically hang your coat on any guy's cock around.
Right, you're
there.
Just hard as a fucking
it's just,
stone.
It's fucking, you just walk around. Everybody's holding their books awkwardly in front of their crotch because they just can't help but get a giant fucking hard on.
Nothing fucking gets me harder than fucking walking around Washington, D.C. looking at monuments.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Baker rejects customer's birthday cake order after learning she's gay. From her Facebook profile. And this is pretty terrible. Like, she actually fucking turned that shit down via text message?
Yeah.
Like, that's how you break up with people. That's not how you...
That's how you end marriages. Bro, through text message.
No, you do that in person and abruptly.
Well, Tom, your experience is anecdotal. So.
But it was 100% successful.
I will say the reason why I'm a little worried about this is we have to take everybody's word for this because there's no proof here. This is just something that somebody said. But I will say that this person is not – they've been reached out to talk and they've refused to respond. So that I just want to point that out that, you know, like if somebody said, hey, man, you fucking said you wouldn't bake me cake and I'd be like, no, I didn't. Then I would say something, but if you're not going to say anything, then it's sort of pointing toward guilt. But I don't want to be the guy who's saying like fucking it, you know, it absolutely happened because all we can see is one side of the argument.
One thing I do want to say about this, I want to read from the article. A birthday cake has nothing to do with your sexual preference, Candace told ABC 13. Are you saying that since we're gay, we can't eat cake? And they actually did reach out. You know, they made contact with the bakers after the fact, and the bakers said. Let them eat pie.
Is that what they said to
him? I did not. Such a bad joke. A long setup for a bad joke.
It was a long setup, but I'll forgive it. I think
all right.
The one thing, my favorite part about this letter is it says, Candace, I'm sorry. I just realized your name. Pardon me. I just realized you're in a same-sex relationship. We do not do cakes for same-sex weddings or parties. I'm so sorry. I wasn't aware of this until I saw your page. Take care. And then they end it with a smiley face.
What is
how fucking rude is that?
What is the proper
not
emoji?
Only did you tell me, but you smiled through it, you fuck. You asshole. Not only did you fucking tell me you weren't going to bake a cake for me because fucking... God said you can't bake, right? You can't do things for people who are gay.
And I love this. They're like, because I don't know what is the proper emoji to use in this situation. Like you're going through your phone. You're like,
it's supposed to be two dicks touching at the tip, I think is what it's supposed to be. Or two cunts scissoring, I think is the other thing you could do. Those are really weird emojis. They're hard to find. You got to download those.
It's not become standard on the Android platform.
It's definitely not a standard one.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. They should actually come out with a series of deeply inappropriate emojis for terrible news. Like they should have like a you've got cancer emoji, winky face. Like
one with just a dead kid.
Right? Just
you get it from the babysitter.
Yeah, it's like, oh. You just,
hey, it looks like we can stay out late.
Well, we don't need a designated driver tonight.
One of the things, too, I want to talk about, talks about sort of scoping out this person's Facebook. You know, like, I mean, here you are, you order a cake. Yeah, I'd like to get a cake. They probably contacted him on Facebook. Maybe that's how they contact him instead of really your cake. You know, is there any way you can, you know, maybe they send him a Facebook message. Okay, yeah, sure, I'll do the cake. Here's the...
Who blah, scopes blah, blah. Out their customers?
But though. Then they click and go back and scope out the customers and then find out. I just don't look forward to the day in the future when I have to submit my browser history to any place I go to order from.
Uh-oh. That's not... I will be denied services. Right.
Sorry, sir. We don't give services to people who enjoy midget donkey porn. I didn't say I enjoyed it.
I was just
doing research for the show.
Sir, 33 page visits in the last 2 days.
There's a lot of research. I'm on the editorial board.
Sir, your hands are blistered. No, my browser history would have me denied. All, like, I wouldn't even, they wouldn't fucking take me at the ER. They'd be like, no, nope. Let this one die. Let him pass. It's not even a critical injury. No, we'll make it critical. Hit him with an ambulance.
What do you think, though? I mean, like, this person is denying services. And now we get mail like this a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
People will, especially, like, recently, Pastor Steven Anderson jumped on his podium and got super mad. And
PayPal denied
him service. And we get some emails from people sometimes that say, hey, that isn't it a little inconsistent?
Sure.
You're basically saying, haha, Pastor Steven Anderson, you can't have this business deal with you. This business is choosing not to deal with you.
Right.
And that's funny. But the people who are against gays, they're not letting people have their service and you're against them doing it.
Yeah.
And my answer to that is for all the things that you can't control, your race, your sex, you know, your handicap, you're, you know, there's all those things that are protected by the government,
sure,
right? They're protected. Those are things that you cannot discriminate against people for. There's seven of them, I think.
Yep.
I think that for things you can't control, you shouldn't discriminate for against people for. So that's just, it's just something that you can't discriminate against them for. You can control being a bigot. You cannot be a bigot.
Sure.
You can just not be a bigot. It's real easy. Yeah. Same thing goes here. This is a person who's gay. They can't control their sexuality. They can't decide that they're not gay. And so why should this, they be punished for something that they cannot control?
There's also a protections of minorities issue, right? Like, we've decided as a society generally that we put certain basic protections in place so that majority groups cannot victimize minority groups. And that's a generally good social impulse to follow, right? So, you know, the difference is, like, you know, are Christians a majority or a minority? Well, they're 70% of the population in the United States, roughly. They're a majority group. They are not a minority. They have a tremendous amount of, and depending on how you mark a majority, right, or minority, whether it's, you know, marked in numerical terms or whether it's marked in political and economic terms, nobody's going to argue that religious people, and specifically Christians, nobody smart, would argue that they are a minority in this country. So the law would protect the minority in this instance, the homosexual couple, from being victimized by the majority in terms of being denied services. That's different. It's just objectively different.
Also, one of the things that you could think of too is that there's just some things you can't get away with anymore, right?
Right.
You could have gotten away with this
if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Yeah, absolutely. You could have also gotten away with this in the 50s. Right?
Sure.
You could have certainly just not given someone services in the 60s if they were gay.
Yeah,
wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah.
Nobody, people probably wouldn't even bat their eye. They'd be like, you didn't want that gay guy in your shop. Okay, that's fine. You don't
sure.
have, you know, nobody cares. Nobody would even think of that.
That it's still an issue in 2016.
Yeah. It's yeah, exactly.
I mean, here we are.
And at some point in history, you could get away with doing this to black people.
Sure.
They could send you a message, call you on the phone and say, yeah, I would like you to make a cake. And then you show up to pick it up and you're black.
Right.
And they say, oh, well, I thought you were white. I'm not selling it to you.
Yeah.
You're not getting my cake. Go down to Blackie's Bakery down the street.
Anti-miscegenation is a perfect example.
I'm not going to sell you this.
Yeah. Right.
So this could have happened, probably did happen, you know, with bunches of different services back before there was laws to protect people for it.
Right.
But now there's laws that protect you against it. Maybe one day, bigotry will be protected because it'll be such a small percentage of people.
Then we'll have to be the bigots.
We'll have to look at them and be like, you know what? They're such a small minority.
Let that little KK guy
in. Fine.
Look at him.
You can have him. You can,
it's all right.
You can, maybe one day that'll happen.
Although pat him on his pointy head.
I don't know if that's going to happen. So we want to thank all our new patrons. We just got a ton of new patrons because we just released a patron-only show that
we
was
did.
Alex Jones, and it turned out great. We thought it was, it turned out really funny. We're getting lots of great feedback on it. A lot of people really like it. We'd like to do a quarterly show for our patrons at this point. In the future, we may have a goal that maybe we do one like a month or something. Like, we're still figuring out what other goals are, but we might up that content a little bit. What we do with our patron shows is we just have a little less structure than we normally do, and we just play a bunch of clips and laugh and kid around. And this last Alex Jones show, lots of people are really enjoying it. So, and we want to thank everybody who came on as patrons recently, because you know you guys came on to hear the show, and we hope you really do enjoy it.
And remember, it's not just the Alex Jones show. If you're a patron, you get access to all of our past patron content. So you get access to the Jim Baker show we did, the Pastor Manning show that we did. So,
and all the extras that we did.
All of those extras that we've put together that we've released. So if you become a patron now, you get access not just to the most recent patron benefit, but to all of the past patron benefits, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. So, and if you want to find those, all you have to do is go to our website. And on our website, it says patron-only content. Click on there. There's a link. I haven't added a couple of new ones yet. It's my hope to add them this weekend. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, the other ones will be added. The ones that we just did will be added. So you'll be able to click and go to every single one of those pieces of extra patron-only content and listen to them. As it stands right now, there's no real great way of you to get those onto your iPod. I know that you have to like do normal stuff to like download it to your computer and then like put it into iTunes or whatever if you have an iPod. Or lots of people are finding ways to get them downloaded directly onto their their smartphones and things like that. But their Patreon, really, a lot of the time I'll just play it directly from the Patreon
app. That's what I do sometimes,
or
too.
I'll play it directly if I'm playing on a computer. I'll just play it directly from a computer. But the Patreon does have an app now. It's our hope to have a protected RSS feed in the future, hopefully not distant future, but you know, it's something that we really need to work on. We want to thank all our patrons, though. Patrons are great. Thanks, every single one of you. But we want to thank the new ones. Gallic, Christopher, Rocktoberfest.
That's great.
Lawrence, Matt, Paul, Andrew, Vincent, Bevan, Sapphire. I love the way Sapphire is spelled here. Sapphyre.
Oh, throw like a Y in there.
A Y in there.
I like it.
Applesauce.
Yes, delicious.
Keith, S-Man the Ninth is what I'm going to say.
All right, we'll go
Could
with it.
Could be S-Manix, but I'm going to go with S-Man the Ninth, I think.
All right.
Aaron, Rainbow Sparkle Arble Gargle.
Nice.
Fishman, Peter, Ben, Roxanne, El Señor del Fuego, Billy and Ashley, Soggy Pants, Jason, Stephen, Matthew, Ross, Phil, Steve, Blake, Emmy, Justin, William, Eli Bosnick.
Yeah, buddy, we got your money, bitch.
And here's one, a little awkward. You're funnier than Eli. I'm not making that up, Eli. That's a real patron. That's an actual patron. I would never say that. I think you're way funnier than I am. Cyrano de Bergerac's nose hair stylist.
That's great. That's great.
That's got so many levels to it. It's like a historical,
it's fucking deep, bro.
Literary reference. It's like Tara, Jacob, Logan, let's go waterboarding at Guantanamo Bay. QJ, Laura, Suzanne, and Victor. Thank you all so very much for your generous donations. Your generous donations going to make sure that we have a studio, a roof above our heads, a place to come to record the show, and they're making it possible for us to travel to a couple of places. We're going to go visit the Ark soon. We're
going to
go visit.
We're going to see the Ark.
We're
going
to go.
You guys were going to drive down and actually go to the goddamn Ark.
We're also going to get on a plane and go over to QED. We're planning a couple of major things that are going to be happening this year. We're hopefully going to have a meetup. And then there's a couple of other things that are coming up. We will let you know when we can talk about some of these things, but some of these things are pretty exciting. We just want to thank everybody that's a patron, and we're super happy. Thank you so much.
We had a couple of PayPal donations. We had a PayPal donation from Andrew and from Matthew. Remember, PayPal is another way that you can donate to the show. If you go to our website, dissonancepod.com, click on donate, and you can support the show that way.
Ton of email to get to. We're going to try to get through it all here. Null sent in this clip. This is an unedited version of Pastor Steven Anderson's rant.
They're trying to get us shut down on all fronts. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to back down. And I'm sick of people not backing me up on this.
Come on. Stop whining.
We have hundreds of people here.
No more complaining. No more Mr. Kimblet to go to the bathroom. Nothing. There is no bathroom.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Take that, dick.
I just want to mention this. Sarah sent us a message. And she's from Canada, and she was talking about there's this crazy religious people, two people that she works with. One of them wouldn't put a microchip in their animal.
Her cat.
Because microchips are the mark of the beast.
It's a beast.
You know,
it's an actual beast.
Right.
That's the best part.
Yeah, no kidding.
The beast is the mark of the beast.
It is a beast.
Like, would you put one in a wildebeest?
And you're surrounded by microchips.
I know.
You're surrounded every day. Every moment of your life, you are surrounded by microchips.
There is a microchip fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, just put one in the cat and call it a night.
It's one of those things that, like, is ubiquitous now, and it's one of those things that just doesn't even, you know, it doesn't even have a meaning. You're just like, microchip. Oh,
right.
Okay.
It's a word that even sounds silly at this point. Like, oh, it's a microchip. Oh, really? Like, oh, are we watching E.T.? Is it 30 fucking years ago?
We got an image. I'm going to put it with this. Jody sent in this image. It's awesome. It's fucking, it's a Ziggy cartoon, and it makes reference to David Icke, and it's
very
great.
Funny.
Fucking, I did that dog thing last time with Dre, and fucking Aaron made a clip of it, and it fucking turned out amazing.
It's so
here's the clip of Steven Anderson.
They're sodomites. They're dogs. Yeah. That's what the Bible calls them. Dogs.
This is great.
Dogs.
It's like an amazing.
That's so great.
Oh, that's a great song too, by the way. So AJ sent us a message, and AJ is 16, and AJ's wondering, talking about coming out as an atheist at 16, and wanted to just say hi to Landon. Of course, we want to say hi to Landon.
I fucking love Landon.
Landon's awesome.
Dude, that fucking dude rules.
That's a cool name. It's kind of like London.
It's like,
which is a suburb of Atlantis.
I'm just curious about his cloud city.
Little Star Wars reference.
Guy.
Good for you, Tom.
Did I do it right?
Does he have a guy with like headphones that walks around?
He might.
You don't even know him talking
about. I don't have any idea. That was the whole thing.
You blew your wad.
That was the whole thing. I'm fucking spent.
You spent your budget on graphics.
Like, I'm just gonna fucking roll over sweaty at this point and be like, I need to catch my breath for a minute.
So coming out at 16 though,
yeah.
One of the things that he's worried about is people are gonna say, you're only 16, kid.
Right.
What do you know?
Yep.
Basically, you haven't experienced anything yet. You're just 16 years old. What do you know? The first thing I want to say to you, if you're coming out to your family, especially a religious family, make sure before you come out that for the next 2 years, it's okay that you came out. Maybe there might be some vigorous debate, I think, is about as far as I would want to push this there, AJ. The problem that you can run into it as a 16-year-old is getting everything taken away from you because they basically own you until you're 18 years old.
Yeah. They control all the resources,
they control everything, right?
Yeah. You are the proletariat,
yeah,
right?
So, like that's and you cannot seize the means of production. No matter what you do,
you cannot
seize them. I don't care how many times you read the German ideology, it's not going to help. But if it's gonna make your home life absolutely fucking miserable, and you come out, you might just want to fucking stifle your giggles for 2 years,
right?
Until you're ready to be on your own. That's always my recommendation for anybody in a very religious household. Yeah.
You can eat a lot of shit for 2 years.
2 years,
right?
You'll be okay.
You can eat a lot of shit for 2 years.
However, if the worst that's gonna happen is vigorous debate. Right. If that's the worst that happens is vigorous debate between you and your family, then coming out as an atheist and that seems like what you want to do if you can't control it anymore and you want to make sure that, you know, like you come out. I would say that that I didn't know shit and I still don't know shit. And I'm way older than you. So the fact that somebody's going to throw that you're only 16 years old in your face, be like, you know, those people are not speaking from a position of authority, in a sense. You know what I mean? They know as little as you do.
Yep. You know, he does say in here, I just want to touch on this real quick. He says he's worried about hearing people say you just haven't been touched by God in your short life. Just tell him, look, man, that priest touched me when I was 12, when I was 13.
Just show him on the doll.
Believe me, the priest didn't wait till I was 16 to get a little grabby.
We were on a show recently. We'll put it on the show notes. We were on Wayward Atheist. We'll put it on the show notes. The episode is 306. You can check out that show as well. We got a message from the Czech Republic where they write everything in Klingon.
I didn't even know that we got a message from the Ottoman Empire.
I will say this. Awesome way to spell Jacob.
Right? It feels fighty.
It just feels like it feels more. It's got like rough edges. You know what I mean?
It's a hyper masculine Jacob.
Yeah.
Like
J-A-K-U-B.
That's a fighting Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob writes us and lets us know that that there are tons of crazy shit going on in his country. Looks like there's a lot of stuff that's similar, I think, to Brexit. The Brexit stuff that was going on, you know, where people are sort of really feeling isolationist. And I think that's going up that's happening all over the globe.
All over Europe for sure.
But Jacob wanted to let us know, and a lot of people wanted to let us know, Tom.
So many people
wanted to let us know that David Icke is right about money. That David Icke is absolutely 100%, 1,000,000% right about money. I'm going to read what David Icke said. David Icke said, when you go to a bank for a loan, the bank does not print a single new note or mint a single new coin. Of course they don't. It simply types into your account the size of the loan, and from that moment, you start to pay interest on what is nothing more than figures on a screen. The bank has created money out of nothing and insists that you pay them for doing so. If anyone else did that, they would be arrested for fraud, but banks do this every day quite legally. So now what he's saying is that you walk into a bank and you say, I would like a loan. And then they give you nothing, and then they put numbers on a screen, and then you have to pay them back for it.
Right.
That's at least what I think he's saying. I mean, if you think he's saying something else, then but he's saying, the thing is like, if I go into the bank and I say, I would like a loan for a house, I get a house. Like, that's not a nothing. That's not nothing on a screen.
Right.
That's me, I got a house. And then there might be transactions that happen that are digital. But I got a house,
right,
and I pay that house off for years and years and years and years. I got a house. It's not a nothing. That's not numbers on a screen.
Right.
I get a car. When I get a bank loan for a car, I get a drivey thing.
I know, right?
It's not numbers on a screen. It's a drivey thing.
And the car dealership gets the money.
Yeah.
Right?
Get
and the seller
money.
Of the house gets the money. Then they can go and get that turned into cash if they want to get that turned into cash. It's not nothing. And let's be super clear. The bank does not create money. They lend on credit, right? They
In the U.S. Let's talk about that because you don't know.
I don't know anything about other systems. I don't know anything about other systems. But that's okay. That's still not creating money. Banks borrow money against money that they have, and they collateralize and then resell, and it's very complicated.
I said that.
Right.
I said it's a lot more complicated than I just said that.
We know that it's complicated, but it is not the same thing as creating money. They're not creating money into a system. They are lending on a line of credit, a warehouse line or some other similar line. They're lending on a line of credit. They don't have to have every dollar in reserve sitting in a fucking vault somewhere. That's absolutely true. But that's not the same thing as just printing money. That's
right.
A very different. If they could just print fucking infinite money, then the money would cease to have meaning and value.
What he's saying is that that's the preferable system, though. I mean, what he's saying is, why don't they just go downstairs and print me a coin?
Right. Yeah, right, no.
Because you don't print coins. But
he's
anyway,
an asshole,
you know,
that's why.
But
there's like forging, there's like a fucking metal forge. They come out with a giant
stamp. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Someone sent us a Pastor Steven Anderson bumper, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
I would never take things into my own hands or become a vigilante. But I will say this, you know, the Bible says that homosexuals should be put to death in Leviticus 20. Homos
do anything right.
You are the worst human being I have ever met.
That's great.
I think that turned out great.
That's awesome. You did a great job.
Nice job, David. Got a message. This is from Satsuki, and Satsuki wants to know about my deconversion story. I don't know if I've told it or not. I'll just be very brief. I actually was kind of in a I don't know period for a while. So like right after I graduated high school, I started working. So for several years, I was religious. Never really had any other influx of any other ideas other than the people that are around me. So I didn't ever really thought about it. Then once I came to college, I started questioning. I didn't understand. I didn't know what was true. And so I started reading all different kinds of religious texts. I wasn't just reading one. I was like, oh, well, maybe the Bible's not right. Maybe I'll read the Buddhist text and maybe I'll read this Hindu text and I don't know what's right, you know, like that sort of thing.
Sure.
And I read a bunch of different ones. And then I started to think maybe it's all BS. I don't know. And then my dog died and I had a total crazy bout of existential anxiety that shot me straight into atheist. As soon as my dog died, I was just like, oh, shit, God isn't real. Oh, shit, I'm going to die. And it was just it just all hit me all at once. I was like 24 at the time. I was like fucking, I was a conservative. It was super crushing. Like for fucking 6 months, I was just like, imagine anxiety for six straight months. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. Every day it was really terrible, but I got through it. And I came out the other side of that tunnel an atheist afterwards. After I was done, I was just like, no, that's all bullshit. It's all just garbage. I really wanted to believe when I had all that anxiety. I super wanted to go back.
Sure.
I really, really wanted to go. I was like, no, no, no. Door's open. Let's close the door. Let's be religious. There's a God, right? Shit.
Nope.
I just couldn't do it.
I don't think it works the other way.
I really totes wanted to do it, though.
Right? I bet.
I was very, 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 very much wanting to do it. Here is a David Icke bumper sent in to us by Robert.
We've got David. I.
Final Ultimate Legendary Earth Power Super Max Justice Future Miracle Dream Beautiful Galaxy Big Bang Little Bang Sunrise Starlight Infinite Fabulous.
Secret here. Nobody cares.
I love it.
Great.
I
That's
love
well
it.
Done.
There's a lot of good stuff in there. That's really great. Nicely done. So for this, for our Alex Jones show, at a certain point, Alex spouts his favorite line about life extension technologies. And someone in our audience,
this is so funny,
made a petition. And I love this. This is a iPetitions petition. This is an Alex Jones protection petition. This petition is to get Alex Jones the secret government life-extending technology so he may experience interdimensional travel just like God promised him. This is absolutely necessary to save him from the alien demons that are currently taking over Earth. And you can sign this petition. There's currently only one signature, but this is amazing, and it needs to go on this week's show notes. This is episode 306.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just signed it.
Okay.
And the image that you created of Alex Jones with his microphone and a tinfoil hat on, very funny.
Oh, isn't it great?
It's very funny.
I also love that Travis's picture is Crow T Robot. I just want to point that out. Love it. Fucking love it. Oh, God, Tom, President Trump. So let's talk about this. Hillary is now polling even with Trump, both at 40%, huh? Wow. Thanks, David.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us know, David.
Fucking the worst.
I also heard that she's leading in a couple of swing states, or he's leading in a couple of swing states.
That makes me feel very uncomfortable.
We got a message from Jeremy about guns. He said that the AR-15 is an MSR, a modern sporting rifle, not an assault rifle, even though it was built by Armalite for the military and marketed toward the military. I don't know why they would call it a modern sporting rifle. I don't know. Unless they consider our army a sporting agency. Like, what's the sporting regulation commission that is like the referee during war?
Well, man is the greatest sport.
Man, right? it's the most dangerous game.
Most dangerous game. So, yeah.
He sent us a picture of the deer he killed with it. So, that's
like
a thing.
We said, like, we know that you can kill other things other than people.
Yeah.
With these weapons, but their function is not deer.
We can also be factually incorrect about certain things, but that's not, you'd say that we're chock full of logical fallacies. You never named a single logical fallacy. A logical fallacy is not just being incorrect about data.
Right.
And also, we dispute that we were incorrect about the data anyway.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree pretty much with all of your stuff that you've said. He said that the Florida nightclub shooter had the AR, but would have done more damage with a pistol. I disagree strongly. A pistol has like a quarter the amount of energy that an AR-15 round has. Like a quarter. A 9mm bullet has like a quarter the amount of energy.
And I don't care how mass your targets are.
Yeah.
A pistol is not as efficient. It's just not as efficient a weapon as the AR-15. The AR-15 is an incredibly efficient weapon for its intended purpose. It is an anti-personnel weapon. That's why people use them for home defense, right? They're not. It's not because they think a fucking wild, you know, turkey is going to break into their house and gobble, gobble, gobble up all their goods. You know, yeah. Like it's so funny. It's like, yeah, it's a great gun for defending your house. Oh, it's probably good for shooting people then. Well, it's a sporting rifle. The fucking what? Like fucking pick one,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Fucking pick one. Yes, you can kill a deer with it. You can kill a person with it. You can kill lots of things with guns. Like, guns are reasonably indiscriminate about what the bullet hits. They're not like, whoa, bro.
Yeah.
Don't point this at that. It's a bad call. But I have shot these weapons. I have shot a number of these weapons. I've shot a number of pistols. I'm not unfamiliar with these guns. I would contend very, very strongly based on my experience and the function and design of these weapons that a pistol is a much less effective weapon than this is.
You know why killing people. You know why a pistol is great for killing some people is that it's concealable.
Right. That's advantage.
That's the advantage of a pistol.
Right.
To say like, oh no, the pistol's just the same thing. I mean, like the barrel is like fucking six times as long.
Right.
I don't even know that I want to ban them either. Like, that's the thing.
Right,
it's like, I'm not even talking about them banning them. I'm not saying, like, fucking they should be banned. I'm saying, like, fucking, you know, You know, what I really think should be happening with gun control, if we're really going to go down that fucking garden path, what I really think should be happening with gun control is there should be more training, and it should be harder to get a license to get a gun. It shouldn't be impossible, but it should be harder to get. You should have to have a lot more hours behind the fucking wheel. You should make sure that you have to have a lot of screening, a lot of fucking psychological checks, and then finally they fucking grant you with a gun, and you say, okay, cool, you can get a gun, but you can't even do anything with it until then. You have to go to a range and rent it to fucking shoot the fucking thing.
And I think, I personally would add to that, I like those ideas, but I would add to that that there is no reason not to have, you know, much less, these ultra magazines that you can go out and buy. You don't need to fucking, you're going deer hunting, you don't need 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 rounds. That shit's ridiculous. You don't need that shit. You just don't need it. It's five rounds. Five tops. If you can't hit what you're trying to hit with five rounds, you can't hit it.
I also think too, there needs to be some sort of, I mean, we can't do these things. The thing is like fucking, it's all just,
it's
fucking,
all dreams.
It's all just me fucking jerking off. It's right. Fucking bullshit because it's never going to happen. But like a registry would be nice too.
Yeah. To know who's got what. Right.
But I know everybody's like, well, then the government knows and then what'll happen? Nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen.
Because the fucking army's made up of Americans. That's why. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. We are going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo quasi alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.